Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Darkfall, The Legend Song, Book 1, written and read by Isabel Carmody. For Brenda, dear Myrmidon, who taught me strength. Prelude. A small seal negotiated a jigsaw puzzle of cracked ice just before the commencement of the long polar day. It was very young, and born in the darkness of the six-month night, it had never seen the sun. It might have sensed instinctively that something momentous was approaching, but it was preoccupied. During the night, it had become entangled in a white plastic supermarket bag that had been carried on sea currents from Land's End on the English coast. The seal had twisted for almost an hour before managing to free itself, and now it was dangerously tired. It swam towards sheer, ghostly cliffs, unaware and uncaring that a comet approached the Earth, or that it and the coming of the comet were being observed and wondered at by a watcher in the still, secret centre of chaos. 1. In the beginning was the void, filled with the madness of the unmade and the spirit of chaos. But all things struggle towards harmony and form, and so there came from the void a song, and this was the song of making. Legend Song of the Unicorn. The sky was white with cloud, and the ocean still and reflective. Between them the horizon was indistinct, pale sea merging with paler sky to create a milky twilight. Ember was gazing at the Aegean, her good eye resting on those kikes still at their moorings. She stared at everything in that intense way, as if committing the world to memory. Before her on the table was a barely touched plate of tzatziki and calamari. Absently, she fished her pill case out of her pocket, flipped one of the tiny yellow tablets onto her palm, and dry swallowed. Watching, Glynn winced, thinking her too like the listless water, pallid and showing nothing of what lay below the surface. You could never tell how Ember felt, because she gave back only a reflection of the world around her. The single hint that there might be more to her than met the eye was that vivid red hair flowing over her shoulders like a tongue of flame. It was the hair, more than anything, that made it hard to believe she was dying. You couldn't imagine that hair being extinguished. Sometimes, Glynn thought it would fly away from Ember when the life had gone out of her, like a phoenix from the ashes. She shook her head minutely. She had been determined not to think of death or illness while they were on holiday, what must surely be the last they dared take so far from home and hospital. It was her first serious lapse, but this was the last day of the month in the Greek islands, and it was the pill that had done it, reminding her that tomorrow they would begin the journey home. Back to real life. Except, Glynn was not sure she knew what real life was. Back home or travelling, it always felt as if she was waiting for real life to happen, for something to tell her what she was for. Though physically strong as she was, Glynn felt smoke inside, all colourless drift and edgeless grey.